This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Oh, we're live. It's Friday, January 20th. That's right, January 20th. It's been 73 days since the most fraudulent, corrupt, rigged, mismanaged, incompetent, deceitful, chaotic, tyrannical, malfeasance, maladministration, disenfranchising, voter suppression election our country's ever had. With the worst being right here in Merritt, Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. I'm going to say it every week, people, until that flag is turned right side up. And I'm going to say it to every person I talk to, and you should too. Because you know what? When you stop talking about it, people move on, like most of the people in leadership positions. And I say leadership positions with quotes. In this state, they stole your sacred right to choose your representatives on November 8th. Oh, yeah, they did. And guess what these demons want next? They want the ranked choice voting, you know, like they have in Colorado, like they have up in Alaska. Oh, and it's coming. Guess what? February 8th. Yeah, we told you. We warned you. My special guests today are grassroots gurus. That's right. Steve Daniels, candidate for Arizona GOP. He's the Mike Lindell of Arizona. Oh, coined that phrase today for him. And Patty Porter, she's a candidate for CD4. She is a member at the CD4 member at large. God forbid we should, you know, not abbreviate here when we talk about all this technical stuff, right? PCs, LDs, CDs, solala, AZGOPs. What have you done for me lately? More like it. And she's the queen of the hand count that we just had in Mayor Corruption County, so she can tell you all about it. So we can actually get rid of the machines. We have solutions. Yes, we do, people. We don't want to have those machines at our meeting, our state meeting that is on the 28th. We don't need them. Are you listening to me, GOP, AZGOP? We don't need your stinking machines. They're dirty. They're fraudulent. All right, I think the time is up because you know I have the screen over. So that's all I got to say. During the break, go to AZ. No, that's the, oh, that's, wait till you hear what's coming. Oh, I'm fired up today, people. Oh, I'm fired up today. So go to savemyfreedom.us. That's savemyfreedom.us during the break. Grab your pen and paper. Put your phone in your hand. And I want you to text all your friends. Tell them that they need to listen to this show. It's very más importante. The direction of the state of Arizona depends on it. And we're going to bring you the leaders, true leaders, the grassroots. Put on that common sense cap of yours. Notice I don't have on mine today. Flag's still upside down. We got to take a break.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com. This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at FridayOnStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at FridayOnStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Rideon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at RideonStore.com today.
Oh, you know, I told you I'm in fuego, so watch out today, people. Today is the day. So you saw that amazing trailer. That's the intro for Jesus Rocks. That's JesusRocksLive.com, JesusRocksLive.com. And we are on Wednesdays live at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. I'm not going to give the Eastern time to make it confusing. Just add 2 hours, people. You know that. I think we're all past that point. And, of course, Bright Tea on TV picks up the first half an hour on Sundays as part of their faith lineup in that 7:30 a.m. Mountain Time. And the information, I know I say this every week, but so you get this direction and you get all of this stuff from me, right? And I give you little dabs of the Jesus Rocks, right? Where Lucy DeGrazi, the host, is connecting current events and real history, because what you've been told is all a lie. I mean, literally, remember I keep telling you, it's the opposite. No, I don't need these right now. It is the opposite of the truth, okay? Let's remember, it's like a bill. You have the Patriot Act. You read it, nothing patriotic about it. They hose the patriots in the act. Make America a better country by giving money laundering operations more money. Nothing about it is good for the country. No bills that they pass. Remember, the number one goal of government is to destroy your life, okay? That is the number one goal of government. If anyone tells you differently, they work for the government and they want to keep their job, all right? And that's the same thing with the legislators. And we're going to get into that today because I've got the Mike Lindell of Arizona here. I coined that phrase to him today. But before I jump over to that, I just want to give a little bit more plug about Jesus Rocks on why this show is so important now, more so than ever. Because as Lucy is connecting the real current events with the real history, all of the stuff that's going on now at every level in your life makes all the sense in the world. Because you go, oh, I get it now. And I keep saying this. The reason why I want you to start watching the show is because you can see clearly. That's why she sings the song at the end. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. Yeah. You know, like the chemtrails and the rains. Yeah. That's all real stuff, people. That's all real stuff, right? Notice Arizona. Ever look at the clouds ever since the summer? Yeah. Never seen anything like that in my life. So I want you to watch the show because what it is literally an eye-opener. And once the light bulb went on for me, which I think was episode 373 that I just replayed on Wednesday, that's with when I realized the goat, does it mean greatest of all time? Is Baphomet, right? Is Baphomet. Oh, this is I Love You from Helen Keller, that Satanist eugenist, right? That's what she is, right? So then, yeah, remember, and what's the Sun Devils? What's the Sun Devil? Something like that. Just pretty similar. Sun Devil, okay? That's the mascot. What do demons like to do? They live in the desert, okay? It all connects. The symbols connect, all that stuff. And I'm telling you, I can't unsee what I've seen, and I can't unhear what I've heard. So head on over there. But what I want you to do, the best thing you can do, because I have now I've isolated some of the I've never seen before episodes that her, that Lucy and I have done, and we're adding new ones, plus the Jesus Rocks, plus all the stuff about this show, plus things that we're doing with experts, plus take action items and resources, and we're dumping it all into one place. Plus, we're bringing together all these amazing patriots so you can get to know each other. You can form the warriors that I know that you are, because that's what we need. We need warriors on the spiritual battle right now, because it's so much bigger than the election, the fraudulent election we just had. That's just the tip of the iceberg. So go to savemyfreedom.us. I know it's a long roundabout, but I'm telling you, you could join for free. There's other options on there if you want to dig in more. So you go to savemyfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us. I'm going to bring it up later in the show, but I want to bring Steve on now, but I want you to go join that. Now, before I bring him on, one thing that I'm going to be doing, I'm going to go kind of crazy with content and information this weekend. Mike Lindell is running for RNC chair. He is the only qualified candidate that there is. Again, and when I say he's the Obi-Wan Kenobi because he's our only hope, that's it. So I'm going to put together, if you sign up for the Substack, then you're going to get it. You're going to sign up for Substack and Locals. But if you sign up for the Substack, which is through the AZ or SaveMyFreedom.us, you're going to get the long list of 168. You know, Rana loves her 168. She'll give a crap about you guys because she's made it quite clear, but she loves her 168. So I'm going to give you their names. I'm going to give you their phone numbers. I'm going to give you their email addresses. And I want everybody to tell them that they need to vote for Mike Lindell. And we're working on a group forum where he's going to come on and guest. And he comes on our Tuesday calls that we have, the Patriot Zoom calls that we have with my buddy and our business partner, Steve Stern, with the Precinct Strategy. So we've got him as a part of our team, right? So I want you to come join us. We're doing this together. And if you think it's a little bit too, I don't even want to get involved with the Jesus stuff. I'm telling you right now, that's the only thing that's going to save you, because this is all about saving your personal, financial, and professional freedoms, your country, and your soul, primarily your soul at this point when we're working on the country. All right, I know it was a long, kind of drawn out thing. I told you I was in fuego today. I'll give you a little hint. Leo D'Onofrio and I had talked probably for about 6 hours in the past couple of days, if that gives you any clue to anybody that's watching any of the shows that I've done. 70 shows plus my own since the fraudulent election on the 8th. Good things are in the works, because we know. You know enough. All I just want to say, one disclosure, I am not suicidal and I have no health issues. Okay? That's all I got to say. That's how big this crap is that we're finding out. All right, bring on my buddy, Steve Daniels. He's running for the AZ GOP chair here in Anarchy, Arizona. Steve Daniels, brave man, big position. I think you've got the boots and the pants to fill it. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Now, Steve is on location. Steve is calling from his car. And the reason why is because he is going to all of these candidate events where he gets to be on a stage with his competition, which it's not really competition. It's other people running for the office. Okay. Because there's a big difference between everybody that's running this time around, because we actually are paying attention and we know, and we're talking. And the grassroots are saying, hey, I don't like the shenanigans and I don't like what some of these people are saying. So they have a candidate forum tonight in Mesa, which he'll tell you about that too. And you can watch on Zoom. I think you can watch on Zoom. And there's a whole bunch between now and the end of the month or end of the week. So that way you can get to know the candidates. So, Steve, I will let you rip here for a few minutes.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Michelle. So, and I also appreciate the Lindell of Arizona. Maybe we could get some sort of cross endorsement with him. I definitely have supported him above any of the other options at the national level. We've seen the corruption at the national level. Definitely have the same type of corruption here in Arizona. We've been fighting against this election fraud. And as you said, you know, we need to fight for election fraud prevention. The verbiage is important, as you stated. We know that our own party has been let's call it lackadaisical at best as it relates to actually fighting against the left. You know, it does feel like there is a uniparty operation going on to hand our state over to the communist left. And we're going to do everything we can to stop that. We've been fighting for over, you know, the last 2.5 years. We wrote the one day, one vote legislation. I know everyone's a huge fan of that. It was known as HB 2289. We had an awesome patriot, Representative John Fillmore, former representative. They did him dirty in the primary and they took him out this past August because he had the intestinal fortitude to run that legislation. You know, you don't, whenever you go against the establishment, they tend to take you out. And unfortunately, they did that for him. And we need somebody to take up that bill this session and run it. And that's why I'm running for state chair, is because we need the largest platform in this state. We've got to give it back to the people. We this has to be a bottom-up operation. You know, I'm an activist first, not a politician. I'm not a professional as it relates to this politics. I hate that we have to do this, but we're in a time in our country where, you know, we're at war. As we've said, it's not only an earthly war, it's a spiritual war. As a Christian, I know that we have to be armed spiritually. I know that God really, to your point, is the only answer. His, in the end, we do win with God. Whatever the outcome is of this race, it's what he wants to happen. I'm praying that the state committeemen have the discernment and can reach deep down inside and really understand that they need a wartime general. I will lead that charge. As I mentioned, I'm an activist just like everyone else out there, and they're going to need somebody to lead that charge. So, you know, I really appreciate the time. I'm really hoping that as many people see this, as many of the state committeemen will see this as possible, because we have everything on the line this next Saturday. If we don't get this right and put the right person in charge of this state party, I don't know that we'll have an ability to recover our state before the elections in 2024.
Oh, you are exactly right. Now, I want to bring up a couple things, but first, I want everybody to know who wasn't at our Mayor Corruption County board or our executive meeting. I don't know what do you call it, our county meeting. Our county meeting.
The Maricopa County Republican Committee County
thank
meeting.
Thank you. Yeah. MCRC, AGC, AG. They just love abbreviations, because then, if God forbid, you should say the whole word or the sentence, because then you're like, well, that sounds fishy. Yeah, so let's just abbreviate it and confuse everyone. That's what they love to do. So we had our meeting last Saturday, and we were wanting to get rid of these machines. Okay, we did a whole ban the machines campaign. All the smart people in the country who really understand what's going on, even here in Arizona, do not want the machines. They're fraudulent. We already know there's two sets of books. Tina Peters told us numerous times, there's what you vote and what the results are, right? Why do you think Carrie Lake won? Well, there's many reasons why Carrie Lake won, but that was one of them, right? Because machine manipulation, those tabulators, remember, you ran them through, roommate did 15 times, still didn't work, okay? So, and we're going to talk about the hand counting later with Patty in the second half of the show, because we have a solution. So, you know, the GOP, they're like, well, we have to use the machines because we've always done that. You don't have a solution. Da, da, da. Yeah, we do. And we did it already this week. But what the great thing about Steve is, Steve stands for what he believes in. Remember, because if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. And everybody else seems to fall in line, right? They like go along to get along. This is not where we are in this country. So anybody goes along to get along, they don't have a set of Canucks and they stand for nothing. So at the meeting that we just had, we wanted to make sure that we had a hand count. We knew the establishment, which is running the operation, and it's throughout the room. They didn't want that. They want the machines. They don't like change because, again, the entire election system at every level is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. I've been saying that since I've been blue in the face, since I actually figured it out in August, okay? So with that being said, they don't like the change. Why would you not want the change if you control the outcomes? I wouldn't if I was in their situation, but I'm not. I'm a lowly mole, like a little grassroots person who gets hosed every time these people are in power. So this is what Steve did. Steve had the Canucks during a meeting with 2,000 people to go to the microphone and stand up for the motion that they were trying to get rid of and make sure that it was brought up that we don't want the machines, we want the hand count. And that's when all the ruckus started. And this is how the meeting kicked off. Heather, play video number one with Steve being the star of the show, please. You got that for me, Heather? Oh, I can't hear her. Oh, come on, I queued it up. It's in the Dropbox. All right, look in the Dropbox, see if you can pull it down. It's video number one. It's at the very bottom of the thing because I queued it up. But to make a long story short, why don't you tell them what happened, Steve, while Heather gets the video?
Yeah, so we got in that room. You know, I was attending that meeting as a precinct committeeman. I wasn't planning to really be involved. I wasn't on, you know, it wasn't my election, so I was going to kind of sit in the back and just kind of observe. But I had a couple of great patriot ladies that came up to me before the meeting and said, hey, I had never met them before. I would take that back. I'd met one of the ladies at an LD meeting that prior week that I was out speaking. I had a brief interaction with her, but she said, hey, we want to run this motion to get rid of the machines. Will you help us? And of course I'm going to help. I mean, that's so near and dear to my heart. Of course I'm going to help. So they went up and made the motion. And I saw the establishment quickly coalescing and quickly maneuvering to get that motion thrown out. So that's when I knew I had to speak up, and I just kind of had to take over the mic and press the issue and continue to keep them on track with, we need a vote. You know, I kept making points of order, points of information, and I just kept moving it forward. And it's interesting how hard the establishment fights back when you actually try to take away their power. And it's astounding to me that our own Republican Party, and this is Maricopa County PCs, after we saw this last two elections blatantly stolen from us in Maricopa County, yet our own most involved people are at this meeting and they're fighting to keep the machines in our own party. It's like literally the definition of insanity. I was kind of blown away how hard they fought.
Yeah, that's a good point. And it's like, as I gave this analogy a couple of shows ago, you know, when you have a wounded animal, what is, and it's in the corner, what does it do? It goes like that's that when you try to come at it.
You also, yeah, you also have them. You also have them by the ropes, you know, on the ropes. So we know they're panicking. There's no doubt. I mean, you saw what happened in that room. They are panicking.
Yeah, and rightfully so. And it's not that we are, and I know, and this is what I want to bring up. Okay, so they're giving us grassroots. This is nationwide. This is not just an Arizona thing, because when I've been running these Zoom calls that we have with patriots and PCs, precinct committeemen, and grassroots groups, people in not necessarily legislative positions. Gee, that's interesting, right? And we don't have any of those that want to come on the call, but we have people in different levels of the legislative districts, the chairs and different, like I said, different groups all over the country. And we've been doing it since May, and there's a pattern there. And it is literally the uniparty, but it's hardcore, the RNC, the GOP, all over the country, every level, down pat, and they have a playbook. And I noticed a pattern when they were coming after the grassroots candidates back in the summer before the primaries. And it was the same language, it was the same tactics. And the people in our group from Michigan don't know the people in Colorado, and they don't know the people down in Florida. So I'm like, this is unbelievable. And I pointed it out. I said, are you guys listening? Are you listening? You're saying the same thing and you don't know each other. And we've never talked about this on the call before. So what does that mean? It means it's coming from a playbook. It comes from Rana and friends. Again, why would you not want to make sure that you do not vote for her, national committee men and national committee women and chairs throughout the country, unless you're on their team, and then you're going to be voted out next.
But did you see Did you see Tracy Beans' article a few months back?
No, I did not. But Tracy is a buddy, so I didn't see it.
Go, do you want to share that real quick? Tracy's article. They used Lawfare and bullying to take her out down there. And I think
Carolina. Right. Yeah. Okay. She's down south. I don't know if it's South Carolina or one of the southern states. So same she playbook. Resigned from her position because they came after her. Well, keep in mind, they also, the other side, we don't know who, right? You just use your imagination. They burned her house down when she was talking about election fraud prevention and everything else, and the non-vaccine bioweapon and the propaganda pandemic.
I do remember hearing that.
They burned her house down. Okay, these people are insane. They give death threats because you say you want to do a hand count like they did to Peggy down, Board of Supervisors down in Cochise, and after one of our shows. I think it was episode 383. So my point is, that they're coming after you hard, and you need a leader who's willing to stand up to them. And Steve did that in the meeting. We've got the video ready. Sorry for the delay. I sprung it on Heather at the last minute when I pulled it down. So play that video about with Steve standing up for we the people. So it's a little hard to understand, but if you pick up, he said no machines. He came, he was the first person to come to the microphone and said that. And then the discussion started, and then when the room went crazy. Why did they go crazy? Why did they go crazy?
Well, first of all, when we did the voice vote, the chair of the rules committee, Barry Wong, you know, they went yays. The yeas had one side, which was to keep the machines, and the nays were in the affirmative to remove them. the yeas went first, and then the nays went, and the nays were clearly louder. I think anyone that's being truthful and honest would have said that it was clearly louder. The nays had it. I was literally walking off the floor to go to the bathroom after I'd been up at the mic for an hour and a half, and I was like, oh, we got this, clearly. And all of a sudden, I hear the yeas have it, and I spun around like the Exorcist. I was like, what just happened here? I was like, this is insanity. I mean, I almost lost it because I'm like, they literally just stole a vote from us, a voice vote. So if they're willing to go to those lengths to it right in front of your eyes, I mean, everyone saw it, everyone heard it. And then they called for a division vote. It turned into a fiasco where they were able to use proxies to keep the machines. It just turned into exactly what we expected. And that's why the state meeting, it has to be conducted by a hand count. And we have to have that arranged prior to the meeting, which means we need all the state committeemen to come together and say, no machines, no more machines in our party. We're going to set the example within our own party. We're not going to use them for our state meeting.
Now, Steve, give your website, because when we have a commercial break here for 2-3 minutes, I want people to get that queued up and start taking a look at what you're all about and what you stand for.
Okay. So it's electstevedaniels.com. Again, electstevedaniels.com. If they want to email me directly, it's steve@electstevedaniels.com. And you can reach me through there, and then we can set up a phone call. But yeah, I'd love to talk to anybody. I'll answer any questions. I love hearing from people because, again, I'm a grassroots activist. I experience the same frustrations everybody else does, that feels controlled and manipulated and constantly gaslit by leadership within our own party.
Well, and what I was starting to bring up before was that they, the establishment, the people that don't want to lose control, they have been coming after us grassroots, as I mentioned, that I've noticed it nationwide. But then, of course, in our meeting that we had in Legislative District 3, when Nancy Ordowski came out guns a-blazing, just like her Biden-esque speech, the only thing was missing was the Marines and the red lights behind her, episode 371. I encourage you to listen to that 371. She's coming after the grassroots hard. And that's what they're doing. That's why they come after Steve. Now, this is what we're going to clear up when we come back from the break. Steve got a bad rap a long time ago because he was very vocal about standing up for what he believes in. He stood up for the Constitution, stood up for the grassroots, stood up against the establishment. So then they came after him and they have like put this tarnished image on him. But and I'll say that I bought into it too, because I'm like, I don't like what's this guy's deal? What's going on? But then I clued in to how they operate and work. Part of it, I just want to plug it because of what Lucy brings to the table on Jesus Rocks. Plus, he started paying attention, and I got more involved with my legislative district and started watching what the rhinos do in my own little area here. And then I started looking at Steve and going, oh my God, they're doing this on purpose to him. They're sabotaging him because they don't want him, which means they don't want me, which means they don't want anybody that watches these shows that stands up for what's right. So we're going to clear all that up after the break. So go to his website, electstevedaniels.com, that has an S on it because he's so super and so special and so going to be the winner of the AZGOP chair. So go check that out, and we'll be back after the break.
True is what we are, to the stars and the stripes, in one nation under God, where the bald eagle flies, in memory of our founding fathers, where we stand in solidarity, wearing freedom proud, believing we will endure in our most beloved nation. The home of the brave, the land of the free, is where we shall be, the flag shirt where freedom reigns.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
All right, you saw those awesome commercials, and we've been expanding our marketplace. All of those great, great companies are on there. We're adding more awesome patriotic companies, small business owners, right? Because that's who you want to buy from, and patriotic-owned businesses and patriotic-themed companies. Because what have we been doing for all these years? And I've been guilty of it. We go for convenience as opposed to maybe some morals and values. So we're at a point right now that one of the ways that you can defund the enemy and defend the beast is, hey, you know what? You could buy products from companies that don't hate you, right? And I get Amazon's convenient, right? And I'm already trying to figure out how to get rid of DirecTV. But there's so many other companies that you could substitute. We're bringing on a couple real heavy hitters, which I'm excited on the people that I've been talking to. So that hopefully will be within the next week or two. But right now, just look on there. So we got Zev Zelenko, right? Is the Z-Stack, right? That's your immune boosting system. So if you don't think that I was mentioning all these clouds that you're seeing that are kind of screwed up here in Arizona, that's what's getting you sick. There is no COVID. Okay, that's not a thing, everybody. We've been talking about that for 2 years. I'm exhausted. Two and a half years almost. So Ann Vandersteel is the chair of that. She's a good friend. She's been on the show numerous times. You got your detox, right? It has all the supplements that you need in there to boost the immune system. And of course you could do more. And then they've got one for children now, because if you don't give a crap about yourself, at least try to give a crap about your kids, right? Or at least pretend, right? Because you drop them off at school in the first place. And that's your first mistake, but that's a whole nother show. You catch that over on Jesus Rocks. And we'll beat you up over there about that. But then you got Mammoth Nations, right? Another one. That's where I got this cross. So the discount that I got on the membership, and the discount I got on the cross paid for the membership for the whole year. So you got to look at it. It takes a little bit of effort to look at companies, but if we're bringing them to you, we're making it easier to support the companies that don't hate you, that don't want to silence you, that don't want to censor you, that aren't going to be willing to cut you off, because that's what we're going. That ESG crap that you've been hearing about, it's on full throttle. Right. So you cannot support these companies anymore and then wonder why, oh, I got kicked off the platform. Well, you're giving them money. You don't believe me? Look what just happened with Bank of America this week. I've been telling you since 2010, get your money out of these big institutions, put it in a credit union or a small community bank. Because if you did that, they wouldn't have the power to do bad things to you or fire you or mandate you to get the vaccine, which is not even a thing. It's a non-vaccine bioweapon. Okay, people, get that straight. Smarter than that. But yeah, so check that out. Go to the website. If you go to the savemyfreedom.us, I put all of the stuff right at the top on the tabs. Pull up that website real quick, and then I'm going to go back to Steve. So pull up the savemyfreedom.us website. If you could pull up the actual website, Heather. I know I know that you didn't get the outline that I sent today because you didn't respond to it. So I don't think it went to the right place. But if you go to savemyfreedom.us on the top, I made it easier. So I have all the tabs on there. So it has our Rumble channel, which you could go join, right? Because they're all the shows are archived. It's archived on iteon.tv. And there you go. And at the very top, I put all the tabs so you can listen to the live shows. You can catch the on-demand shows. And you also have the marketplace. And this is where I'm dumping in all kinds of amazing content. I'm gonna be throwing all kinds of stuff out there this weekend. And then you sign up and you get all of this content. It's just easier than a newsletter. It's easier than going to the websites. But if you go on there, you'll see the take action. you'll see the Take Action menu. Remember the Take Action menu I've always been plugging? It's at the top. So there are six websites that are all intertwined in this, but I just made this as an awesome landing spot for everybody. And it's, yep, see, you click on that. Look, Heather just clicked on the Take Action menu, and it takes you to all of the amazing stuff to make it even clearer. So, I mean, if you want resources, you want Take Action items, you're ready to get on the battlefield, whether it's just digitally or if you want to actually come be a part of us, and we do all this together. You want to be on our calls. You want to be in our collaborations. You want to be getting your business and your services advertised so other patriots join and support you, buy your stuff, buy your widgets, right? That's what we're doing, okay? And then, of course, if you want to get involved in your community, we have all that too, especially here in Arizona. We're bringing all these grassroots people together, the people that want to get on the battlefield, right? Because this is a spiritual battle in addition to the actual, I got to show up. Remember, it's all about stand up, speak up, and show up. And this is the time to show up. But you got to, thank you very much. And remember, you're going to pray, plan, take action. And it's amazing when it comes together. All comes together. SaveMyFreedom.us. All right, let's go back to Steve. So Steve, before the break, I was saying how I bought into the narrative before I clued in on really what the MO was with the Republicans and RINOs, right? I didn't know it was as deep as it was, not just here, all over the country. This is elected, selected elitists all over, whether it is a quote-unquote a politician or people that work for the government or these PACs or these nonprofits, these NGOs and all these money laundering operations who do nothing, which is the only reason why you and me had to get on the battlefield. And so did Patty Porter, who's coming up next, because they didn't do their job. But they have all the money, they have all the resources, they have budget and staff, and they have all the contacts, but yet we have to schlep it and like do stuff from our house and the car because these people weren't doing it and they were literally destroying us. So I bought into the narrative. I apologize. I am apologizing to Steve Daniels on television. I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be apologizing to you also. So do you want to address that and just get this stupid ass rhino elephant out of the room once and for all?
Well, I appreciate that, Michelle. And, you know, there's no apologies needed. I know everyone hears things, right? You know, we all make judgments based on the information we're provided. And I challenge people to have conversations with someone like myself when they hear these things, because a lot of times the information is not real. A lot of times it is very targeted and very, I don't even know how to put it. I mean, it's just pure lies in most cases. And they're doing that because they are worried, to your point. They're worried that they'll lose control to the grassroots. The whole reason that we're running this candidacy for state chair is to return the power to the people, to the PCs, to the state committeemen, to the activists. You know, I hate every 2 years when they feed us these predetermined results and then the leadership comes back around and says, well, we didn't win because you guys didn't work hard enough. You didn't knock enough doors. You didn't donate enough money. You didn't do such and such. And it's like the definition of insanity, but they're straight out gaslighting you at that point. And it's offensive to me as an activist. So, you know, I disengaged from a lot of that type of leadership and went outside their leadership and kind of created our own structure to where we could start to re-engage those real strong grassroots Republicans that were disenfranchised. So from a unity perspective and in reunifying the party, I'm the right person to do that because they relate to me. They relate to me more than anyone else. And they see me as the leader that will re-engage the party to the people. And that's the whole point here is we're giving this is us giving the party back to the people the way it always should have been. It needs to be a bottom-up organization. We need to hear from everyone, and we need to re-engage those disenfranchised Republicans, those independents or party not declareds that have left the party because of the lack of leadership or the very weak and sometimes intentionally weak leadership.
Well, yeah, you hit a home run right there because it really is the party of we the people, right? The elected and selected elitists work for us, and we have not reminded them of that, which is our bad, but now we are, so they need to acknowledge that. And the party needs the key leader that understands that, because people are saying, Michelle, you call everybody a rhino. Well, because most of them are. Remember, if you have an R next to your name, it means you're a rhino until you prove to me you're not. End of story. Prove to me that you're not. Prove to me that I can't get more done than you. I can get more done than you in a day than it takes you a year. Now go ahead and let's debate that, right? Because I always use Patty Porter as an example as to what somebody who's truly a grassroots person can get done on their own budget, on their own time, with a full-time job and a family and a husband and the whole kit and caboodle and a life. And she gets more done than any of these groups that have millions of dollars and all kinds of contacts and followers. So I've used her as an example since she brought forward when all the illegal aliens were here and we were funding them and spinning them around. That was the spring of 2021. So I'm glad that some of the alternative media and the fake mainstream media like Fox News and Tucker are finally talking about it. But we here in Arizona we've been bringing it forward. And Patty came on this show when we first met for 2 years. 2 years. So can you imagine what the real numbers are and the real damage are? But you got the AZGOP. Where have they been just on that one issue alone, right? I'm just giving an example of a true leader. So what the definition of a rhino is? Somebody who likes the way the system is. Somebody who doesn't follow the rules, just like at our LD meeting where nobody could bring a motion to the floor because it wasn't the agenda of the people in control, Czar Candace, right, our chair. And somebody who doesn't believe in the Constitution and making things better for everybody and allowing them to be able to have a voice to stand up and speak up and show up. And you wonder why people don't want to participate, right? But the good thing about Stephen, and this is our whole thing with the grassroots, we're welcome to anybody because we don't have time for the games. We don't have time for this crap. Everybody's got things to do. My full-time job should not be at my meetings and afterwards to find out what nefarious actions you guys are doing to get around the rules and to not allow us to actually have a conversation about anything. We spend more time now trying to figure out what they have done, like in our fraudulent election, and I'm talking about the election, Mayor Corruption County in the state of Arizona, not to mention our legislative District 3, and the nefarious actions that actually getting the job done. I mean, it is mind-blowing to me how these people have so much free time. I mean, I get most of them are wealthy. Most of them are retired, but we're the ones who don't have that luxury, so we want to get down to business, but at least Steve is on the same page with getting that done. Comment on that, and I gotta bring Patty on because I want to talk about the hand counts because it's important. Go ahead.
Got to have a hand count, so I appreciate that you're bringing her on for this. But you're right. You know, this no more of this Biltmore class country club Republican Party in Arizona. It's got to go. It's got to go, plain and simple. You know, we've heard that, you know, $400,000 spent on an election night party is highly offensive. $400,000. We don't even have a functional app. Campaign Sidekick. We probably could have built that an app that would have been 10 times better than Campaign Sidekick for $400,000. So, wow. You know, when I'm chair, we're going to take a look at retooling everything top to bottom, look at re-engaging the grassroots. We're going to upgrade the technology. We're going to own our own data. We're going to fundraise because, you know, the money, I always tell people, God provides. And when the people see that they have a leader that engages the grassroots and they're working for we the people, the donors are going to come back and they're going to know that if their money is going to be spent wisely and judiciously, they're going to be willing to donate. Right now, they're disenfranchised as anybody else. They don't want their money going to $400,000 parties. It's disgusting.
Well, I'm loving everything that you're saying, and I want people to really listen, not to mention what he's saying, but his actions. I mean, this is a guy who stood up in summer of 2021 to the school board, and you know what they did? They arrested him. Right. So do you want somebody who has the canucks and the willingness to get on a microphone to stand up for what's right against the narrative and the quote unquote majority that he's willing to get arrested? I mean, nobody wants to get arrested because then you got to go spend the money to get yourself out and go through all the crap. You don't need that. So comment on that, because I mean, first of all, the number one thing that everybody needs to focus on, especially in the GOP, who has left the Carrie Lake movement, and they've left the fact that, you know, we had a fraudulent election. Like, oh, they're already looking at maybe we should vote harder 2024, or we should ballot harvest, or we should make sure we could raise money off of that. No. We need to fix the problem that we just had. We need to expose it. Can you imagine if we had number one objective for a body this big of what, maybe 5,000 people? And then maybe it would be nice if they actually wanted to truly recruit and mention the word precinct strategy and mention all that Dan Schultz and Steve Stern have been doing for years to recruit. There's a reason why they don't mention that, because they don't want us there and they fight back.
You're right. They disenfranchise the actual real activist. I was talking about this with someone on the way over here. And yeah, they want the people like us to be frustrated, because then we'll leave and they won't have to deal with us. That's the bottom line. And you mentioned the school board arrest. You know, I was actually targeted by the city of Chandler's police and school district that we found out through FOIA requests. They knew I was going to be there. I wasn't even in the meeting. I was standing outside simply talking to the people, explaining to them what was going on. They didn't like it. 6 months later at a pretrial hearing, I wouldn't wear a mask. I've never worn a mask. I will not muzzle myself. I never have put on a mask. And they tried to force me to put on a mask and I wouldn't. So they trespassed me from my trespass hearing. Now they ended up dropping all these charges because clearly they're unlawful. They were unlawful and unconstitutional, but it cost me about $20,000 to hire, an attorney to fight these charges. So The point of demonstrating this is that, yes, I will fight for everyone. And I've even said, you know, I tell people in a room, you might not like me, but I'm still going to fight for you. And that's really what it comes down to for me, is I'm going to fight for everyone. I'm going to fight for free and fair elections in this state. And we're going to work to restore and maintain constitutional conservative leadership in Arizona. That is the sole reason I do what I do. And I'm fighting for the people.
Yeah, those are all the things you hear as talking points from not only people that are also running, but people that have been in leadership, quote unquote, leadership for a long time. And they don't produce that, because otherwise I'd be at dinner right now. And I'm not.
Same here.
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing this.
Many other things I know all of us would rather be doing. There's many things. But we have to do this. Now is the time. If we don't do it now, it's going to be.
It's over. Then that flag stays that way, stays upside down. And we don't want that. Steve, give your website. And if you follow Steve on social media and you follow him and you join the campaign there, you'll be able to find out where all the speaking engagements that he's actually going to. He's going into one right now that's in Mesa. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. So it's electstevedaniels.com. You can email me again direct at steve@electstevedaniels.com. I'm on Twitter. Real Steven Daniels. I don't know. I'm not good with the social media as far as getting people to follow me. That's not what I'm about. But go to my website. You can engage me through there. It's got a lot of the things we've done over the years. There's a lot of things people don't know that we've worked on. Red flag gun laws, ESA for all, keeping the mask off people's faces. So many things, obviously election integrity first and foremost, but I do appreciate the time. I'd love to come back on in the future and continue to talk about these issues.
Well, you're going to come back on because you're going to be the chair, and then we will be able to talk about the strategies of the GOP, because we're going to mobilize an incredible body of people that are willing to show up and volunteer their time. But we need a leader. We need somebody who has that shares the same value. So Steve, good luck tonight, and you'll be back on. It'll be awesome to have you. You're part of our family now, Steve. So good luck.
Let's get this hand count done.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve. All righty. So Steve Daniels, good man. Elect Steve Daniels, S on the end there, because he's super, and that's .com. So I encourage you to get involved. And then if you're not a state committeeman who's going to be voting for him, and you're a precinct committeeman, or you're just a regular Yahoo like all of us, call the precinct committeeman or at least get involved with this campaign, because the state committeeman are the ones that actually make the decisions and vote for the chair. That'll be the 28th. Another interesting circus that we're going to be going to. All right, bring up my buddy, Patty Porter. She is... She is the leader. I mean, talk about grassroots. I always give Patty as the example, and I gave it earlier, about what you can do with no resources, passion, and common sense, and a brain, okay? So could you imagine if Patty was in an office where she actually had a staff and a budget, and that was her full-time job? Oh, my, OMG, we'd have a whole different country, okay? So Patty was at she's running for CD, that's Congressional District 4, at the meeting. So I encourage all the state committeemen to vote for her. And that's a MAL, meaning MAL, member at large. Remember, we don't like to give full definitions of anything here in Arizona. We abbreviate everything. That's what we do. We abbreviate everything. LD, SC, PC, you know me, whatever. All right. So Patty, tell them about the hand count. And then I want to play that video. But give them a brief rundown on what we're talking about here, because we had a successful hand count this past weekend.
We did. So it was, thanks for having me on, Michelle. Hi,
yeah,
Steve.
Yeah.
Best to you. The grassroots won this weekend. The grassroots slate, Chair Berland, Treasurer Lawrence Hudson, Shelby Bush, they won. And they beat out the McCainites. This was huge. This was a shot in the arm that we needed. But like Stephen mentioned in his piece, I don't even know who the gal was that went up and proposed a hand count and, you know, was against the machines. And honestly, when I read the call letter and I saw tabulators on there, I'm like, they've got to come up with a different word. This cannot be the same machines. I was shocked. Are you kidding me? We are here again. It was unbelievable. We are the party of election integrity. We just had two elections stolen, and now we're going to have machines at our county meeting. I was furious. Anyhow, so that went for too long. And they did the tabulators, and then we did a hand count on Sunday and Monday. And we have now since then streamlined the process, developed a procedure so that it is it's more concise, and we've taken out all the fluff. So we'll see how it goes. Unfortunately, the GOP executive director informed me that she created a hand count 2 weeks ago procedure. So she's like, too late, we're gonna run with this. So I asked if the grassroots could take a look at what those procedures look like, because I'm sure if we're not happy with them, we're gonna have something to say. She did not offer that. She's pretty much ghosted me since then. I understand there's another patriot who was at the hand count on Sunday and Monday, has also proposed the procedures that the grassroots group that I'm associated with came up with. And she's, you know, pretty set in her procedure. She says she's developed all the forms, the tools, and she's beginning to train the volunteers next week. So here's your call to action. I have been reaching out to several PCs. We want PCs, not SCs, to volunteer for the hand count. And not only that, we need volunteers. I don't care. This does not have to be official, because you know what? We the people are taking over the party. We the people self-govern. We need people at the credential tables to ensure that no one is being given a credential without proper credentials. A driver's license, photo ID. Remember the photo ID? That applies to our party as well. We need people around those tables to ensure that we have people credentialed that are legitimate, one. Two, that they only receive a ballot for each proxy. Pretty simple, right? Because we're still ballot harvesting within our own party. But we have learned that, just hypothetically speaking, there may have been some activity going on, and some of the credentialing did not reconcile at the end of the day. So you have 200 PCs registered to attend the meeting, you have 200 ballots. You have 150 PCs show up and get credentialed. You should have 50 ballots left. When you run the tally, when you don't have 50 ballots left, or you have 50 ballots of ballot 2 and 3, which has nothing to do with the officers, somebody lifted some ballots for the officers. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she was going to use an adjective in there that started with an F, people, just so you know. Yeah.
But that goes to show how much power is in these positions, right? So like Michelle stated in her opening.
We got like 5 seconds left, Patty. I went too long. Go ahead, real quick.
So we did the illegals, but doing all the work, like Michelle said, I did that. I worked with Liz Harris, cleaning up voter rolls, finding dead voters, you know, 1,000 people in one bedroom apartment, and then work the audit. And I'm working really hard through all this, and I'm like, you know, nothing's changing. I see leadership not getting emails, you know, they're just like, our meetings are benign, to be nice.
Yeah.
You know, I'm about action. You know, if no offense to anybody, but if we're not being productive, then I'd rather be doing something else.
Yeah, you know, Patty's got a full-time job. She don't have time for any shenanigans. So, Patty, I apologize for going long, but I want you to come jump on back if you have time next Friday, just before the election. But Patty's running for CD4, so I encourage the state committee man to vote for her. She literally is the epitome of grassroots. She's going to get the stuff done, and she communicates, right? Isn't that what it's all about? Everything she said tonight, I mean, right then and there, that's a commercial for a grassroots, somebody that you want to support. And guess what? Apparently, I'm running for CD1 for MAL2, MAL also, meaning, and the reason why I did it is because I said, I can't allow these rhinos, this establishment, these people to keep doing what they're doing. I don't have the time to do this. I don't necessarily want to do it, but I said, I don't have a choice and I'm going to step up and I'm going to do it. So yeah, I'm going to ask for your support too. So yeah, vote for me as all the state committee men at the meeting on the 28th. And I'm going to put all this information in the subsect that I'm going to launch this weekend. So go over to savemyfreedom.us, and the video that we couldn't run today because I sprung it on Kether too late, I'm going to put it in there. I'm going to put it on a Rumble channel. So if you follow me on Rumble, Everything Home Talk Show, and it's, again, everything's at the top of that savemyfreedom.us. That is your new landing place to get all the information. And I'm going to be really, really like, what I want to say, diligent. Oh, I'm going to bombard you with so much information that you're going to be like, this is too much for me. But you can't unscribe. I'm telling you, because it's just pick and choose what you want. We're going to throw everything at you because we want you to get involved. We want you to have the facts, the information, and the truth. And again, my guests today, Steve Daniels and Patty Porter, both of them are running for positions. He's running for the chair. She's running for CD Mal. I'm running for CD Mal 1. She's doing CD Mal 4. But yeah, this is what we do. We're taking back the party because the people. It's all about we the people. It's all we keep talking about. Stand up, show up, and speak up. I am way over. Heather, you have patience of a saint. Pray, plan, take action. And just go to the Substack. I'm telling you, savemyfreedom.us. Everything's going to be there. And I'm gonna be knocking out some incredible information. And we're changing the state. And then we're going to change this country. And we're going to turn that flag right side up. And oh, by the way, we're going to get this election annulled, or we're going to get it redone because it was that bad. And just wait till you hear what we have coming out. Have a great weekend, everybody. We're out of here.